The return of the Friggin' Five is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to squarespace.com and use offer code RHAP1.
It's time for the Friggin' Five. Come with me. Here we go.
One, two, three, four, five.
Do it again.
One, two, three, four, five.
Do it again.
One, two, three, four, five.
Do it again. One, two, three, four, five.
Woo!
It's Robin Nicole. It's the Friggin' Five. It's a place to be. To jump and dive. We got crazy stuff for you to hear. So let me hear you scream and cheer. One,
two, three, four, five.
Woo!
Yes, it's the Friggin' Five. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Now, a lot of our listeners are probably saying, what the hell was that?
Was that the remix?
It is the remix, and Aaron Robertson, Nicole, the great Aaron Robertson, uh-huh. The great composer,
uh-huh.
He has gone back into the studio. It's been so long since we did a Friggin' Five. The last Friggin' Five on Rob Has a Podcast was in June of what year, Nicole?
2012.
Yes. So June 2012 was the last Friggin' Five. It's all a year and a half since we did the last Friggin' Five. We have a lot of new listeners who have found the podcast since then.
Oh, and you're in for a treat.
And you're in for a treat. What this show is about, five stories, okay?
Five friggin' stories,
five different topics, and we're going to talk about here all in one podcast. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep, as always.
It's going to be a great, great show. I am Rob Sesternino here, as always, with the first lady of podcasting, Nicole Sesternino. How are you?
I'm good. I'm the flop. I thought you were reaching for the taboo buzzer to buzz me.
No, I just didn't have everything in front of me.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Made my heart skip a beat.
No need for that. Just wanted to have the taboo buzzer nearby. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff to talk about here in this episode. Nicole, I am back from a whirlwind trip to Las Vegas.
Yes, everybody give Rob Sesternino a big round
no,
of applause.
No,
yes,
stop,
yes,
stop,
yes.
Stop,
well
stop.
Deserved.
Fun trip to Vegas.
Yes.
So I went to Las Vegas on Saturday morning. I flew in for the New Media Expo.
Left me home.
Yes. Nicole couldn't come this year.
Yes.
I went to New Media Expo, had a lot of fun, got to talk to a lot of cool people, made a lot of connections. Then Sunday night was the big...
was the main event.
9th annual People's Choice Podcast Awards. Of course, Rob as a Podcast was nominated for 2 podcast awards, Best Video Podcast of the Year and Best Produced Podcast of the Year.
Yes.
And... if you haven't followed it along on Twitter, Rob Has a Podcast is a double winner.
Sweeped it.
Swept it and won both of the awards that we were nominated for. And I cannot thank this community enough. You guys are crazy.
You guys are amazeballs.
You guys are crazy people.
Don't call them crazy. They voted for you.
They voted every day.
Well, that's a nice thing to do.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Out of their busy schedule, they voted for you. You should say thank you.
I feel bad for anybody that runs into the buzzsaw that is Rob Has a Planet.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Has a Planet is
taking over the planet.
We are. thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much. I could not, you know.
You guys are powerful.
I didn't think we were going to win any podcast awards.
He didn't.
I really didn't.
Yeah.
Then, before the awards started, they did a thing where it was actually kind of crazy at New Media Expo. They had a keynote by a hypnotist. And I think he might have been an evil hypnotist. And anyway, but he ended up going on, like, he spoke for like an hour longer than he was supposed to. So I ran back up to the room and I wanted to change before the podcast awards. And then I came back down and I sat at my seat and I didn't have a lot of battery left in my phone. But I started getting tweets from people congratulating me for winning Best Video Podcast before the awards started.
How did that happen?
And so I guess on the live stream, there were a lot of fans watching on the live stream.
Uh-huh.
And I guess on the PowerPoint presentation that they had gone, mine was the first award. And I guess they went too far ahead in the PowerPoint presentation and streamed it live.
Uh-huh.
So then people started tweeting me congrats for winning the
you
award.
You would think that people in new media would be able to control these
things
better.
You would think so. So That was so. Then I got on Twitter. I was like, "Hey, everybody, check out the awards show tonight." because I felt good. I felt good at that point.
Well, yeah, obvi.
Yeah. So then, but then I was like, okay, that was really cool that we got to win the award, and it was really, really great. And you know, I got up there and you know, wanted to thank the community and everybody that does the video podcast with me, like Stephen Fishback and everybody else. I mean, let me more formally thank everybody who did the video podcast with me, and that's Brian Lynch, mm-hmm. Jessica Leese, Josh Wiggler, Antonio Mazzaro, Ian Terry. We had so many people who did the video shows with us this year, and everybody was really fantastic, and I couldn't have done it without them. And of course, I thanked the amazing Nicole, who could not be with us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And so then I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, that was really great. We're not going to win the set, but really, really great that we got to win a podcast award. And I'm like, I don't have a second speech. I don't have anything else to talk about. And so I'm like, you know, I don't think we're going to win, but just in case, let me think about what I'm going to talk about. and then I sort of like really was winging it on the second time I went up there.
Are they going to have a video of the live stream so we can go back and watch it?
I don't think
it?
So.
You would think that they would be able to do this
stuff. You would think
so.
If it comes out, we'll definitely get you guys a link.
Yeah, I want to see it.
But I really, really didn't think they were going to win the second award. And then I got up there and I was talking about how, you know, I basically lost my job back in December and how I'm going to be doing this podcasting, you know, try to make that my full-time thing. And there's so many people that have helped me in podcasting. And that's the really cool thing about podcasting is that there's so many great resources out there that basically nobody taught me how to podcast. I sort of had to learn from all the people that are out there. And it's, you know, a really cool community of people who do podcasts. And I'm, you know, thanking all those guys, but it really was, I was blown away. And this, the best produced podcast of the year is a big trophy.
It's a big award.
It's very big.
Yes.
So that was really cool. And then it was also great that some of my friends that were there also won. Jason Kabassi from the Walking Dead cast. Mm-hmm. He won for entertainment.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. So Survivor Talk with Dwayne and Dave, unfortunately, you know, always pulling for another Survivor podcast.
Right.
But if they couldn't win, I was very happy that Jason and Karen won for Walking Dead cast. And then also my good friends, Matthew Berry and Pod Vader, mm-hmm. they won for Best Sports Podcast.
That's great.
So that was cool. Yeah, but very, very fun weekend out in Vegas.
That I missed.
You missed. Okay. I should rephrase this. It would not have been a fun weekend for you.
I was there last year and it was fun.
Yeah, well, this would have been less fun for you.
Why is that?
I just went to conferences.
I went to conferences last year.
I was hustling, Nicole.
I went to the conferences last year.
You went to 2 days of the conferences, and the third day you slept in the bed.
I was hungover.
Okay, so I went to 3 days of conferences. I spoke. We had our panel with Daryl Darnell and Stephanie Ravenscraft and Jason from Walking Dead cast,
mm-hmm.
and that was really good.
Good.
I met Morgan Stradling, one of our
really? She was there?
Yeah, she was there at our panel.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. it's only so much you could say without getting in trouble. Yeah. I'm not falling into that trap.
It was such a setup.
Okay. So that being said, so now we've won two podcast awards.
Mm-hmm.
Three total, three in the last 12 months.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you very much, audience. So that means that we can have a roast and we can do it with good conscience and we don't have to say that we're just being nice. We are having a roast because you guys voted for us.
Full disclosure, you're going to have the roast anyway, though.
We were going to have the roast anyway,
mm-hmm.
but this now, at least we have a good reason to do it.
Yes.
You know, I had to book the venue.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit of, I don't even want to say it was overconfidence. It was appreciation that you guys voted for us.
Yes.
as much as you did. I didn't want people to think it was coming off as cocky, but I wanted to do it. And
I don't think anybody thinks of you as cocky ever.
Thank you. What do you mean by that?
Shut up.
Okay. So we're having the roast. It's happening January 26th. And now a lot of people are I did not expect that many people to come in from out of town.
Oh, that's fantastic.
A lot of people like telling me, hey, I just bought my plane ticket.
Where
I'm flying
staying?
In. Well, that's the thing. A lot of people are asking where's the best place to stay. And what I decided to do is I want everybody who's coming to the roast to be talking to each other. And I feel like it would be smart if, like, everybody who was coming in, you know, if you don't know where to stay, stay with other people who are also going to the roast. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it would, you know, at least then you'd know other people. And so if you want, I set up a private Facebook invite. Mm-hmm. So if you are coming, or if you're strongly considering coming and you want to network a little bit with the other people that are coming and talk, figure out where everybody else is staying, just email me. Rob@robhaswebsite.com, and I will get you the invite on Facebook to be in the group with the other people who are coming in from out of town, or if you're going to be in town and you just want to talk about, because I'm also going to plan a couple other things for people to do that weekend, because I feel bad if people are just flying, you know, paying a lot of money to fly into Los Angeles just to go to the roast.
Yeah.
I feel like I owe them at least some other things.
You owe them a good time.
So I feel like, well, I'll try to plan something for Saturday night and maybe you know, some sort of like breakfast or something on Saturday or something.
So the
like
roast
that.
Is on Sunday?
Roast is on Sunday okay. night. So we'll definitely, I'll plan something for Saturday night and maybe like an early lunch or brunch or something like that.
Oh, cool.
So if people want to do that, if people are like, hey,
I'm sure they want
Rob,
to do that.
There's other things to see in Los Angeles besides you, then I will also.
There you go, being cocky again.
That's the opposite of cocky.
No, that all they want to do is see you.
I said that they're saying, Rob, there are other things to do in Los Angeles besides see you.
I get it.
Thank you.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay. So the roast is happening. If you want to get tickets for the roast, you can go to robhaswebsite.com/roast, or you can click the banner in the side on robhaswebsite.com. How about, you want two more names for the roast?
Yeah.
All right. I told you already that Adas Music.
Oh, you mean Aris?
Is going to be there. And also, the winner of Survivor Blood vs. Water, Tyson Apostle.
Ooh, la
okay.
La.
How would you like two more winners?
I would like two more winners.
Okay, here we go.
Not two wieners.
Yes. No, I know you don't like that. I know you don't like that. She is the winner of Survivor South Pacific.
Ooh.
And one of the stars of Reality Game Masters. How about Sophie Clark at the roast?
Sophie G. Clark.
Sophie G. Clark. Okay. I'm a little scared of what Sophie might have to say.
She's going to zing you and you won't even know it.
You won't even know it. I think even when Sophie likes you, it sounds like she doesn't like you. So I don't even know what Sophie roasting could be.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah. And I'm going to also announce a woman who's going to be emceeing the
Ooh.
Roast. Okay? I can't introduce people myself as the person being roasted.
That would be cocky.
I have to turn over control to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of a better person to MC the roast. She is the winner of Survivor Fans versus Favorites.
The one and only.
The one and only original Miss Survivor, Parvati Shallow, will also be there roasting away.
She's a very good host.
She's a very good host.
Yes.
And
she's part of the press.
Yes. And she's part of the press.
Yes.
And so a member of the press will be there roasting, and I'll announce. I think I'll try to do two. I'll do two a week.
Oh, sounds good. Those are good names.
Good names.
I'm glad we got some.
How about
chicks
that, Nicole?
In the mix.
Four names, four winners,
mm-hmm.
and a fellow winner of podcast awards.
So many winners.
We're all winners.
So many winners.
We're all winners.
Yes.
Okay. Don't let that. We can say that now.
Yes.
We're all winners.
Sure.
Okay. Yes.
Sure. We'll take that.
We'll take it. Okay. So that's the roast. And then, of course, it's award season, Nicole. So the podcast awards are wrapped
up. Are you going to have a red carpet?
Who's having a red carpet?
Are you going to have a red carpet at the roast?
I don't think so. I don't believe so. Okay. So then it's award season. You are listening, by the way, to the best produced podcast of 2013, believe it or not. Sad state of affairs for podcasting, that this was the best produced podcast of 2013.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. So the Stitcher Awards are coming up. Voting is open for Stitcher Awards still through January 13th. We are nominated for the best entertainment slash pop culture podcast on all of Stitcher.
We love Stitcher.
And we're only up against Kevin Smith, The Nerdist, NPR. And How Did This Get Made?
That's no big all. Whoop.
No big deal. So that's what we're up against.
They don't have a planet like you.
They don't
do.
Have a planet.
Yes.
Can we shock the world? That's going to be the question for the Stitcher Awards. Can we shock the world on January?
I think we can.
Through January 13th. So you could vote once a day. Go to robiswebsite.com/StitcherAwards. And I decided this week I'm actually going to go attend the Stitcher Awards. Not so much because I think we're going to win, but I was actually really impressed with Stitcher at New Media Expo. I feel like Stitcher is going to become a very big player, an even bigger player in the podcast world, because I feel like as Stitcher is becoming available in more and more cars, I feel like Stitcher is going to be really key in podcast distribution. So I just want to get up there and, you know, start to, you know, show my face around Stitcher a little bit more.
Yes, actually, it's funny. I was working out the other day. I didn't tell you this story.
Whoa.
I was working out the other day, and I was telling the girls that I was working out with, who've taken a class, that you were nominated for the podcast awards. And this one girl was like, I love podcasts. She's like, who's your husband? And I was like, Rob Sesternino. And she's like, Rob has a podcast?
Whoa.
And I was like, yeah. And then she's like, oh, I listen to it all the time. I was like, are you a recent listener, or have you been listening, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm pretty recent. I was like, okay, good. Don't listen to the ones that I'm on.
Who
please.
Is this?
This girl that I work out with. I take the classes with her. She's in Baby Bump Boot Camp, and I'm in the Mommy and Me Boot Camp.
Yeah.
And we...
Does she listen on Stitcher?
I'm not sure, but okay. I'll find out. But she said she only listens in the car.
Yeah, interesting. We actually get really good placement on Stitcher. If you go on entertainment, and then and they have an entertainment subcategory, and under entertainment is reality TV, and then Rob is a podcast is right there on Stitcher. So it's actually very easy to find. And if you have Stitcher and you want to listen to RHAP on Stitcher, go to robhaswebsite.com/Stitcher to subscribe. So. Oh, okay. So this is why I brought this up. So,
oh, there was a reason.
Well, we don't do a podcast in a week. I have like a lot of morning announcements.
Anyway,
there's
a lot
through.
Of pent up energy too.
So we are going to. I'm going to be up in San Francisco. So January 30th is the night of the Stitcher Awards.
The night that I'll be home by myself.
Yeah. So I'm going to be up there for January 30th, and so some people on Twitter started saying about how they wanted to potentially do a meetup in San Francisco. So I think what we're going to do is after the Stitcher Awards, I may do maybe a drink or two if you're going to be if you're in San Francisco.
If you're buying.
Who's buying? I'm buying or
no,
somebody else is
somebody
buying?
Somebody else is buying.
I don't want people to buy me drinks. I don't need that many drinks.
You need to loosen up.
I'm loose.
Are you?
I'm loose. I'm trying to run the best produced podcast of 2014. Actually, we're not even eligible to win any more podcast awards.
So then you can have a drink or two.
I think we're actually we're unable to win a podcast award for 2014.
So no podcast awards?
I don't think so.
Who makes these rules?
I think because I won best produced, now I'm out of the loop for a year.
Well, that's good news to everybody else.
Good news for everybody else. Yes, we don't have to burn you guys out. Only on Stitcher Awards will only burn you out.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are talking about potentially a Rob as a podcast bar meetup, but it would be like at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Ooh,
after late. Stitcher Awards. It'd be late. That's why I don't want people buying me drinks, because I can't stay out that late.
Yeah, and then you have to catch a flight the next day.
Very early in the morning. Okay.
So are they going to stream the Stitcher Awards?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
I have no idea.
I hope so.
And people are also asking me about Rob Has a Roast, and if we're going to be streaming that, and I don't know.
Okay.
We're not shooting it in my apartment, so I'm not sure what the technical facilities we're going to have. I'll find out more as we get closer.
You could still probably record it and then put it on the website, right?
Here's the thing. It's, you know, it's not just like recording we're doing on stage. Like, it's not going to look good just have a camera like in the back of the room. Like, if you're going to shoot it, and people are going to watch it, like, I want it to look good also. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot to figure out. Alex Forstenhausler is helping me.
Oh, if you got Alex on the case, yeah, he'll figure it out.
Alex, of course, directed Reality Game Master, so he's actually in the Friars Club, so he's coming out here. He's going to be helping me with some of the technical stuff and also working with our roasters, making sure everybody has good material, so... It's going to be a very fun night. All right, so are you ready, Nicole? Let's get to it. Friggin' Five, okay? So we have five stories that we're going to talk
five
about here.
Five of the best stories.
For the five stories that everybody's talking
on
about
the
right
planet.
Now, okay? These are the friggin' five stories. Now, as you heard in the beginning, Aaron Robertson went back and he did a remix on the friggin' five jingles, okay?
Yes.
Why you make a face?
The live feeds are going crazy.
Yeah, there's good stuff happening on the live feeds?
Yeah, it looked like a flip.
A flip?
Yeah, but he's fine.
Okay, good. So he went back and he did a remix to everything, but I need to know from you, okay? You've never heard any of these.
You're talking to me or the audience?
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
You've never heard any of these. You also have no idea what the stories that we're going to talk about are.
I have no clue what we're talking
about. You have no
clue,
even more than usual.
Even more.
Okay. So, Nicole, let me give you the original Friggin' Five jingle, okay?
Yes.
And then we have two for each number. I have two additional remix versions, and I want you to pick which was the best one. And then forever, we will keep what you pick right now.
Ooh, that's a lot of pressure.
Here's the original friggin' one, okay? Here we go. Friggin' one.
Friggin' one.
Okay, you remember friggin'
yes.
one. Okay, here is remix alternative A.
Friggin' one. Friggin' one.
Sounds like porn.
Okay. I know how much porn you watch, so I know you're on top of this. And then alternate version two, okay? Or alternate version B for friggin' one.
Friggin' one.
Ooh, it's scary.
Okay. And then one more time, here's the original.
Friggin' one.
Can I hear the first remix again?
Okay, but we're not going to just keep doing this over and over again. We need you to be decisive tonight, okay? Here is the one that you said sounds like porn.
Friggin' one.
I like that one.
Yeah, okay. That's what you like?
Are you disappointed?
Yes, I think we should stick with it.
Friggin' one.
But I said...
Then why do you ask me?
I'm hoping that you make the right...
You're hoping that the right decision is your decision.
Right. That's right.
See what I have to deal with?
Okay. All right. Here we go. Friggin' one.
Friggin' one.
All right.
See, it's fun. It's the first one.
Okay. Fine. Friggin' one. What is this? Oh, Celebrity Apprentice news. All right. There's a lot of Celebrity Apprentice stuff happening in the news, Nicole.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. Okay, so let's talk about it. Now, we got to start here with a big story that everybody is talking about. National news here. When Celebrity Apprentice alum, two-time alum, mm-hmm. two-time Celebrity Apprentice all-star, Dennis Rodman, has been creating all sorts of havoc as he's gone to North Korea for the third time to visit his friend.
His bestie.
His friend, the dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Okay? So this has created a big firestorm here because basically, in addition to the controversy of Dennis Rodman going to North Korea, he got into a fight on CNN the other day. I know that there are some people out there who get their news from Rob's podcast.
Yes.
And we are also not very well informed. So this is probably a problem. So I'm going to play a little bit of this clip. This is Dennis Rodman on CNN. Okay. So I have this clip and I also have a Donald Trump soundboard, which I want to test out, okay? So here is my Donald Trump soundboard, and it sounds like this.
Have you ever had sex before?
Okay, so there's my Donald Trump.
Was he asking you that?
I don't know. Donald Trump can say all sorts of things like...
You feel badly...
Okay, or something like...
But you really are impossible to lead.
Okay.
That's a big statement.
That's a big statement. That is okay. A big statement.
I thought that would also be fun to have as we talked about Celebrity Apprentice news.
Yes, okay. Of course.
All right, so here's a little bit of Dennis Rodman on CNN the other day. And so basically the big controversy has been about that there is a citizen who is named Kenneth Bae. And Kenneth Bae is being held captive by North Korea. And they're putting him the 15 years of hard labor because he went to go visit North Korea. And and nobody's telling us what he did,
right.
Kenneth Bae. But they're keeping him. And so here's Dennis Rodman on CNN talking with, what is the name of this guy? I will find Chris Cuomo on CNN, okay?
You do have a relationship with this man. You've said it many times. We've seen it demonstrated for whatever reason.
Yes.
Are you going to take an opportunity, if you get it, to speak up for the family of Kenneth Bae and to say, let us know why this man is being held, that this is wrong, that he is sick? If you can help, Dennis, will you take the opportunity?
The one thing about politics, Kenneth Bae did one thing. If you understand, I got to get it. Do you understand what Kenneth Bae did?
I love that he's holding a cigar.
Do you understand what he did?
What did he do? You
in
tell
this
me.
Country.
Will you tell me?
When I'm watching this, like, I just can't get out of it. Like, this is like this is Dennis Rodman in the boardroom. This is Dennis Rodman, like, and you can't understand what Dennis Rodman is saying.
No. No.
Why is anybody interviewing Dennis Rodman?
Why is this happening?
I don't know. I don't know. Why are we interviewing Dennis Rodman? But I mean, Dennis Rodman is a very famous executive that almost got to run one of the Trump companies on two different.
He was so close.
Mm-hmm. And now he is deciding to just go to North Korea
and sing happy birthday to dictators.
Okay. Well, I also have a clip of. So this is where it kind of got weird. So Dennis Rodman also is. Actually, let's finish up with Mr. Cuomo here and Dennis Rodman debate.
Wait, what do you do?
No, you tell me. You tell me. Why is he held captive?
They haven't released any charges. They haven't released. They haven't released any reason.
Let me do this. I would love to speak on this.
Go ahead.
You know, you got 10.
For the record, Dennis Rodman has no idea why Kenneth Bae is being held captive in North Korea.
He doesn't even know who he is.
He has no idea. He has nothing. He knows nothing about Kenneth Bae.
Yeah.
Ten guys here that have left their damn families to help this country as a sports venture. Got 10 guys, all these guys here. Do anyone understand that?
We don't understand you. We appreciate that, and we wish them well with cultural exchange.
No. I'm just saying. No, I don't give a shit. What the hell you think. I'm saying to you, look at these guys here.
And he has a cigar.
Yeah, but Dennis, don't put it on them. Don't use them as an excuse for the behavior that you're putting on yourself.
Didn't he later admit to this?
You just basically were saying that Kenneth Bae did something wrong. We don't even know what the charges are. Don't use these guys as a shield for you, Dennis.
All right, so there's Dennis Rodman. Now he went he took like a bunch of other former NBA players to go play in a basketball game
for his bestie
in North Korea. So then it was North Korea versus the U.S. in basketball. This was part of this idea that they had to go there. And then before the game, they wanted to have Dennis Rodman sing "Happy Birthday" to Kim Jong-un, okay? Because, of course, that's what you know, you're friends with Dennis Rodman. You want him to sing happy birthday
to you. He's like Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Sure.
This isn't weird.
I mean, why wouldn't you have Dennis Rodman sing happy birthday to you? Who wouldn't want that, right?
Yeah.
Are you a homosexual?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely
have Dennis
not.
Rodman sing no. happy birthday to you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So then they played this basketball game, okay? Who do you think won? The U.S. Basketball players or North Korea?
Don't they have to let North Korea win?
So North Korea won 47-39. Okay. So So there you go.
Yeah.
North Korea beat the players that Dennis Rodman brought to him.
I would be scared. It was like a basketball game to the death.
I don't know. It'd be very scary. I looked up the people that Dennis Rodman brought with him to one of the players he brought with him to North Korea to play in the basketball game against North Korea is named Eric Sleepy Ford.
Oh, man.
Ideally, that anytime you're going to play in an international competition, you want to bring a guy whose nickname is Sleepy.
Yes.
Like the Seven Dwarfs. You have a guy named Sleepy.
Who Dopey is.
Is that the worst basketball nickname that you could ever imagine?
Probably.
Sleepy. What would be a worst basketball nickname?
Shorty.
Fowley.
Sucky.
Sucky. Sure. So that's Dennis Rodman. And then today it came out that through a statement through Dennis Rodman's publicist, he came out that this is what was said. I first want to apologize to Kenneth Bay's family. I want to apologize to my teammates and my management team. I also want to apologize to Chris Cuomo. I embarrassed a lot of people. I'm very sorry. I should have known better than to make political statements. I'm truly sorry. And he said it's been very stressful. And also, I had been drinking. It's not an excuse, but by the time the interview happened, I was upset. I was overwhelmed. Now, is anybody buying that these words are coming from Dennis Rodman?
No, no. That is a coherent sentence. That's more like a better quote.
Yeah. Maybe Trump could interview Dennis Rodman.
Do you feel badly?
Yeah. So,
I will say this.
Okay.
What will you say, Donald?
I will motivate you.
Oh, I didn't say I was going to motorboat you.
Sure. Yeah.
If you were running a company and made that kind of a decision, you destroy that company instantaneously.
Okay.
Well, that's not full.
So that would be good.
Yeah.
So maybe Dennis Rodman needs to go back under Trump's wing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or lay off the booze.
So I don't understand, why does the media talk to Dennis Rodman?
Well, he did go to North Korea.
But he's crazy. He's a crazy man, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
He's a crazy man who then is incoherent and then talks about how he's drunk. And so I don't understand why Dennis Rodman... I understand why Dennis Rodman goes to North Korea, because then people interview him and care about Dennis Rodman. But I don't understand why we care about what Dennis Rodman... does there.
Well, maybe they like to see him look like an idiot.
I don't know. I don't know why we pay attention to Dennis Rodman. It feels like, oh, this is an international incident. This makes things worse. But not if we don't pay attention to Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, we should just ignore it.
Like, I mean, if we disown Dennis Rodman, then...
You guys can keep him.
Yeah, that's fine. Keep Dennis Rodman. You know, he's okay on The Celebrity Apprentice. He's not even that great.
No, he's not that great.
Not that great.
He's kind of a disappointment.
A little bit of a disappointment. Okay. But, Nicole, I'm going to stick with Celebrity Apprentice here.
Okay.
Because...
So we're still in friggin' one.
Still in friggin' one. I have here in my right hand a rumor.
Ooh.
A rumored cast list.
Is it a blind item?
No, it's not a blind item. I have a rumored cast list here for the upcoming season of Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, this is good.
Okay. Now, we don't know if what I have here is the actual cast of the Celebrity Apprentice. Now, Celebrity Apprentice 7, I think, is allegedly filming soon and is going to be airing, I believe, in the summer on NBC.
That'll be fun.
Now, we had here today a leak of the cast list.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
And so we don't know if it's real or not.
Okay.
My suspicions, I feel like, I'm not buying it. I don't think this is a legit cast list.
Okay. We'll spill it.
All right. And this came to us. This was tweeted earlier today by a Twitter called Legit Amint News.
Okay. Like, it's legit.
Like, they've combined the words entertainment and legitimate. Okay?
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
It is right, Donald.
Okay. You'd like to know some of the people.
Can you be a little specific, please?
Please. Yes. Please.
All right.
Thank you, Donald.
All right. Now tell me if this helps the case or hurts the case that, let me see if I have the Twitter of Legitimate News, at Legitimate. So it's Legitimate and Entertainment. So it's a Legit Amint News. Has 293 followers.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And not even verified.
That's 293 followers. Okay. But allegedly, they are retweeting Donald Trump had this to say about this. With this cast, you have the number one show on TV. Fans are excited. Can you confirm? Thanks. It will be great. So that's what legitimate news that's what a fan had to say. And Donald Trump retweeted that.
So is he saying that this is the cast?
No, I apologize. So Donald Trump tweeted, Justin, thanks. It will be great. Somebody, a fan tweeted to Donald Trump, with this cast, you have the number one show on TV. Fans are excited. Can you confirm this cast? And Donald Trump wrote back, thanks. Will be great. And then legitimate news retweeted that as a confirmation that Donald Trump has said this is the cast.
Okay.
So take it for what you will. Okay.
So I'm going to say this is written in stone.
Yeah. Yeah. So you say that this is the legitimate cast list, Nicole.
Yes.
Legitimate.
It's legitimate.
No.
Yeah. All right. Here
Donald,
we go.
You're confusing me.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. So you want the men first or you want the women first? Let me give you the
ladies first.
Ladies first. Okay. Let me give you one man and then one woman.
How many times do you have to ask me something?
Who cares? I think of a better idea.
Then don't even ask me.
All right, don't get. I think you're the one that could use a martini. Used to be a lot more fun when you were having a martini during
you
these friggin' fives.
You were a lot more fun too.
No, I was the. I've always been the same level of fun throughout the 4 years of Rob as a podcast.
No, it seems like your wedgie is a little deeper.
No. We'll talk about wedgies later. All right. Here we go. For men first. Man number one. Okay. Ving Rhames.
Okay, I know who that is.
You know who that is?
Yes.
Okay. Woman number one. Monique. Okay. Monique.
Are you surprised?
Yes.
Are you surprised? All right. Okay. Do you want to hear the next man?
Yes.
Shall we?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. George Lopez.
Really?
I tell you, I have my suspicions about this cast list.
Okay.
Lopez. He's available.
I don't think he's doing much.
He's not doing much. Okay. Woman number two, Kay Michelle.
I don't know who that
now,
is.
I don't know who that is either. She is a musician, Kay Michelle.
Pop music?
Rapper.
Oh, she's a rapper.
She's a rapper. Okay. Man number three. Okay.
Men, are we ready?
Yes. Gordon Ramsay.
He's cranky.
Is he doing Celebrity Apprentice?
Doesn't he have his own show?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the summer.
Okay. Woman number three, Kenya Moore.
I don't know who that
she
is.
She is a Real Housewife of Atlanta.
Okay.
You always got to have a Real Housewife.
Yes.
Okay. Man number four, Ludacris.
Luda, this is not right. This is not right.
Shut up.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Okay. You want more? You want woman number four?
Sure.
Ladies.
Yeah. How about Lea Michele from Glee?
No way. Okay. She's not doing this.
All right. Man number five, Chris Angel.
Okay, I buy that.
You're into that?
I buy yes. that. Yes.
Yes.
Woman number five, Holly Madison.
I could see that.
That makes sense.
Yes.
That makes sense.
She's not doing much else.
Man number six, Andy Dick.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
There is the Dennis Rodman of the season.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
That sounds good, yeah. We agree, Donald.
All right. Woman number six. This is a big one. This is a big one.
Okay.
Okay. Snooki.
Yes.
Makes sense. We called that a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So that Snooki would fulfill her destiny to one day be on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Wait, let's talk about Snooki for a second.
Sure.
Have you seen her recently?
No.
Have you seen pictures of her?
No.
Well, do you think she's had plastic surgery recently?
If I had to guess, I would say yes.
She looks like a completely different person.
Ooh.
Completely different.
What kind of plastic surgery?
One that makes you look completely different. Like, she's had her whole face redone.
Oh.
But
you
she denies it.
You can do better than that.
You can can do better than that, Snooki.
Okay. How about number seven? And it'll give us six women and eight men. Okay. Hulk Hogan.
You're really a special guy.
He is special. That he is.
And one
and
more.
And not doing much else.
One more man. Here we go. We have from your favorite.
Ooh.
From the E! Network.
Okay.
From Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I hate them.
Scott Disick.
He's not doing it.
You're a loser.
He's not doing it.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
You can do better than that.
All right, Nicole. So are we, the verdict is in. Okay. Or tell us the verdict. Is this, are you hiring or firing this cast list of Celebrity Apprentice 7?
List, you fired.
You fired.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh, you even get the music. See ya. Get in that cab.
Get in your suitcase, legitiment.com, Twitter.
Take that elevator down.
Push the button. Say goodbye to Amanda. And that was a tough choice.
That was an easy choice.
That was easy.
That was easy. Choice.
They make it too easy sometimes. I feel good about that. I feel good. So we're not buying it.
Not buying it at all.
All right. So that's Celebrity Apprentice news.
Yep.
Okay.
And that is a big friggin' one.
Yeah, and I got a little excited. I felt like Hulk Hogan. I felt like a couple of these people I was excited for, but I feel like I'm not buying it.
Not buying it.
Not buying it. Okay, and I want to hear from you guys in the comments. Let us know if you're buying the Celebrity Apprentice 7 rumored cast list, giving us to at legitimate news.
Although a few of those names would have been really good.
Yeah. They'll probably get Twitter followers from this.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And then, so allegedly... a couple people on this list retweeted this also. I believe Kenya Moore, I think, retweeted it.
And she wants to be on it. She's like, ooh, people are talking about me.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, enough about this. All right, let's get into Friggin' 2, okay? All right, Nicole. So, Friggin' 2, of course, in the past, this is what Friggin' 2 was.
Friggin' 2.
Okay. Now, I'll give you remix version A and remix version B. Here's okay. Remix version A.
Friggin' 2.
Okay. And remix version B.
Friggin' 2.
And here's Friggin' 2 Classic one more time.
Friggin' 2.
It sounds so pretty and dainty.
You like classic?
I don't. I'm actually going to go with B.
Okay, remix B.
Yes. And I don't care if that's not what you wanted to pick.
That's fine. Okay. All right, I'm adding it to the list. All right, Friggin' 2 is, it's CES news, of course. The big consumer electronics show happened in Vegas this week. And, of course, you cannot spell Sesternino without CES. And so I did not get a chance to attend CES while I was in Vegas. I left town before it kicked off. I was busy at the podcast awards. But as always, there was a lot of amazing things that were introduced at CES. And so we're going to play a little game with Nicole.
Can I tell you what I thought CES was?
Yes, tell me.
And I thought that you were there for it.
I
thought you were at... At the time that the CES was going on, I thought it was the porn stuff.
No, that's
AVN. Of course. That's the time that he's going to be in Vegas.
That's AVN. That's AVN. That's different letters.
Yeah, I found that out. Someone informed me.
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah. And I actually don't even think they do the AVN stuff during CES. They used to do it at the same time.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But now they don't. Now they do. This is the if you were going to go to Vegas for January or Wanuary, you go. It's New Media Expo is first, then CES, and then AVN.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were there just in time for the poll.
No, I was not. Okay. So there was a number of amazing new things that were introduced at CES this week, and the whole world was amazed. So, Nicole, what we're going to do is tell you about some of the amazing things that were introduced at CES this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to tell us whether they are real inventions or fake ones.
Oh, I like this game.
Okay. I have seven things here. You have to get four right.
Who made the rules?
I did. Mm. Okay. Yeah, and it costs Rob his podcast. Okay?
Best produced. Now he thinks he can make the rules.
No, I always did. Okay. All right, let's start, Nicole.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. This is from the CES show. This is one of the things that was introduced this week was an iPad holder that is also a paper towel holder. Is that a real invention at CES or a fake one?
Well, that sounds stupid. I think that's fake.
That is fake? And that is real.
Why would you want an iPad holder and a paper towel holder?
It holds.
Shouldn't you be like not needing paper towels around your iPad? Like, you should be using liquids.
Let me see if I can.
It's time to get
or making
more,
messes.
More of what you love, because getting more is what you get with McDonald's.
There's a commercial that's playing somewhere. This is oh no.
A whole lot more. Too many windows open.
I think that's what happens with the Donald Trump soundboard. I think that they
and for only $2. Bring home
no,
the
that wasn't
no,
that,
that wasn't it. Damn it! Damn it. Wait, this, here is your best podcast of the year. One, there's a window that I have open somewhere.
It's a good thing you can't win next year.
No, don't go to McDonald's. They're giving us this is okay. Something just was playing.
That was a good advertisement for McDonald's.
It was a bit. Don't go to McDonald's. we're spiting McDonald's and saying don't go to them. And
now, oh, you just gave yourself the buzz.
I gave myself the buzzer. Okay, let me just see if I can show a picture to Nicole of the paper towel rack, which is also the iPad rack.
Why would someone need this?
iPad holder, paper towel holder.
Is it made of glass?
It's not made of glass.
Oh, okay. If it made of glass, it would look nicer.
Of course, this comes to us from Gizmodo. And you can see, Nicole, here is a picture of the paper towel roll with an iPad.
That's just silly.
Okay. So that's bad. So you're down, you're down one.
Okay.
Okay. Number two. Round two. All right, Nicole. At CES this week, they introduced contact lenses which can display your phone's apps. So they're contact lenses. You put them in and you can see your phone without looking at it.
Isn't that dangerous?
Well, I didn't invent it. Is that real or fake?
Well, if they can make an iPad paper towel holder, I think they can make these contact lenses. And I don't think it's safe, but I'm going to say it's real.
You say it's real?
Mm-hmm.
And it is real.
That is ridiculous.
When you put in the accompanying glasses, which include flat panels or microprojectors that can display apps and media, they create a Google Glass-like experience. Putting on contact lenses that will further enhance your vision. So,
don't people actually do things? Do we always need to be our iPhones?
You have to always look at the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three. So you got one right and one wrong.
So like if you're having sex with somebody and you have your contacts in, you could be like checking your apps. You could be on Facebook.
You know, I'm a little concerned that this is the first thing you think of, this would be useful.
I'm not saying it would be useful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what I'm saying at all. But
it kind of sounds like that's
what
you're
saying. But you could update your status as you're
getting it in. No, you can't. You could just look at your status.
You can't even do anything?
If you had the phone, I guess you could do it. But you can't. How can you update your status with your eyes?
Get back to me when you could update your status while you're having sex.
What would your status be?
I'm having sex.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Hashtag just saying.
Hashtag you're somebody's mom.
And he's sleeping.
Okay. Number three. Okay. They announced this week they came out with a trivection oven, which is a microwave that combines the three different kinds of heat, which is microwave, convection, and radiant heat for customized cooking. And it can cook five times faster than a traditional oven, Nicole. Real or fake, the trivection oven?
Well, it seems we're looking for convenience. Mm-hmm. So, again, if they have an iPad paper towel holder, I think they can make an oven that cooks quickly.
Final answer?
I'm going to say yes.
Final answer? I'm sorry. No, the trivection oven is fake. Jack invented it on 30 Rock.
Okay, well, at least someone invented it.
Three kinds of heat. Three kinds of heat. Okay. So you're one out of three so far.
Okay.
Okay. Number four, a barbecue grill cleaning robot, which is like a Roomba for your barbecue. Okay, is that a real invention that was introduced at CES this week or a fake one?
I want a Roomba.
Yes. Do you want a barbecue Roomba or a regular one?
I feel like this would be something that you would thoroughly enjoy because you hate cleaning the barbecue.
Yes, but the barbecue grill isn't that big.
So it'd be a small Roomba.
Okay. Is that a real invention or a fake one?
I'm hoping it's real.
You say, is it final answer?
Yes.
Real? And it is real.
Yes.
The GrillBot is $120. It's a Roomba for your grill. It has three motors, replaceable wire brushes, and the wherewithal to change direction as it bumps into the side of your grill.
Oh, we should get that.
Okay. All right. So real or fake? This at CES, they announced this week a real-life hoverboard, which can actually hover for 10 seconds.
10 seconds, that's it?
10 seconds. Like in Back to the Future 2 and 3.
I don't think we're ready for hoverboards, so I'm going to say fake.
You think that's fake?
Yes.
Okay, and you are correct. All right,
Yay!
So you've come back, Nicole.
Yes, okay.
All right.
How many do I have?
Three.
Okay, so I just need one more and I win.
Mm-hmm.
What do I win?
We didn't say, so
nothing.
Oh,
I want to know what I win.
You win nothing. You didn't.
Bragging rights?
You win bragging rights. You are the inventor of you are the official in scientist. What do you want to be?
Sexy scientist.
Sexy, fine. You're the sexy scientist of the podcast.
Okay.
All right. Number six,
anyway.
Round six. Did they come out with a Wi-Fi toothbrush which provides details on your brushing habits? Is that a real invention or a fake one?
That's real, and I want it.
You want it?
Yes.
You want a Wi-Fi toothbrush?
Yes. I hate brushing my teeth.
Okay, well, it's not going to... Well, how would that change it?
Because if it's going to pick up my habits, then it'll just know where I'm going to go, right?
No. It's like a Fitbit for your toothbrush that it tells you that, actually, Nicole, you brushed your teeth for 10 seconds today.
Oh, but I don't want that.
Okay, well, whether you want it or not, did it really get invented?
Well, I don't want it, so it's not real.
So now it's not real?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it was real.
Well, it's stupid.
You'll have no excuse but be gingivitis free at your next dentist appointment with the Colibri Smart Toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
It will provide details about brushing habits and your overall dental health. It's going to be about between $100 and $200.
That seems like a waste of money.
Okay, here we go. Last one.
Okay.
At CES this week, they announced a company announced a pair of Bluetooth vibrating panties that can be controlled by an iPhone.
Is the iPhone in your contacts?
No. There was never an iPhone in your contacts.
You know what I meant.
Okay. Bluetooth vibrating panties be controlled by an iPhone that either you or a loved one can control.
Is this a real
invention at CES or a fake one?
I'm hoping it's real.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That is real.
I win!
Yes. Yes.
Can I win the panties?
No, we did not have that as a prize. This is from Oh My Bod. They announced at the 2014 International CES that on Monday that you can get the vibrating Bluetooth underwear.
That is fantastic.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you more about that later.
Okay.
All right, Nicole. So, speaking of wonderful things, I said at the top,
like vibrating panties.
Yes, just like that. Mm-hmm. I said at the top of the show that this podcast was sponsored by Squarespace, and that was also a real story.
They get the bell.
Yes, that was a real story. Sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, so squarespace.com. Nicole, just let me just know if you're paying attention.
I am.
What does squarespace.com do?
It's squarespace.com.
Yes. Yes. Of course, Nicole.
Well, that's why I needed to hear this.
Yes. Okay. They are the all-in-one platform for helping you build your
website
or for your small business or blog or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's why I need them.
Right. And Squarespace would actually be very good for you because as somebody who is a blogger.
Mm-hmm. That prettyfitchick.com.
Right. That you know nothing about building a website.
I
So
I know how to update it.
So if somebody was a aspiring blogger or small business owner like you and didn't happen to be married to a podcast award winning person who could build a website, that you would have a hard time.
Clueless.
You would have a hard time getting set up with a website, and that's where the people at Squarespace come in, because what they have are all sorts of different templates that are very much what you see is what you get, and be able to drag and drop things and make these customized templates look and feel the way you want without having to learn WordPress or any other sort of complicated programming languages or deal with a programmer or anything that is the things that would stop you from having your very own website.
Well, that sounds easy.
It is very easy.
So when we get divorced, I will use that.
So when we get divorced, then you can just go on Squarespace. They take care.
I can create my singles website.
You can create, yes. You can create the, hey, I'm a single mom.
Sexyscientist.com.
Scientist, sure. Sure. So let Squarespace take care of all of the SEO and everything like that. You can sign up for a free account anytime on squarespace.com. You don't need a credit card. You can just go in, try to make your website, see what it looks like, play around with it, and try it out. There's no commitment. You could also get a free trial as well. And we're giving a promo code for the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast. For everybody out there on Rob Has a Planet, you can use the promo code RHAP1. So use that for the month of January and go ahead and get set up with a very nice website that will look like you are a very, very fancy person, like some of these people that have all these inventions at CES. All right, Nicole, so you're all set with your backup, your plan B for if this marriage doesn't work out?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, squarespace.com. Use promo code RHAP1. All right, so let's move on to Friggin' 3 now. And Friggin' 3 is going to be interesting. It's kind of a catch-all. All right, here we go. Here's the original Friggin' 3. Here's what it was. Friggin' 3.
Friggin' 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It's pretty.
That was nice.
Friggin' 3.
Okay. All right, now here's remix version A.
Friggin' 3.
Friggin' 3.
Okay.
That's country.
Country.
Friggin' 3.
Friggin' 3.
All right, Nicole,
I think I like the original.
You like the original? We're going to stick with this one.
Yes.
Friggin' 3.
I think that's the right choice.
Okay, there you go. The original Friggin' 3, and it's... Oh, Big Brother news. Oh, okay.
Big Brother.
Big Brother news. Okay, so a couple of things that happened in the Big Brother world over the last week. We're going to start across the pond here, okay? Right now they are having in the United Kingdom, Nicole, you know what that is?
I believe so.
Yes.
It's like the Magic Kingdom.
Just like that. Okay. So right now they're in the middle of UK Celebrity Big Brother. Okay.
Yes.
And one of the people on UK Celebrity Big Brother is Evander Holyfield.
Mm-hmm.
The boxer. Okay. So Evander Holyfield. Now, in our American Big Brother, we had lots of people who said some unfortunate things during this past summer.
Yes.
And Evander Holyfield is continuing the American tradition alive.
Keep hope alive.
On UK. So Evander Holyfield told a housemate on UK Celebrity Big Brother that being gay is no different than being handicapped, because a doctor can fix both, and immediately was scolded like a child by the Big Brother producers. Yes. Again, from the article, Evander Holyfield, who is a deeply religious Christian, cited the Bible and said homosexuality is not a choice, but rather something like a handicap, something that doctors can fix. Now, I'm interested in the... I've never heard of a person going to see a doctor for being homosexual and being cured of being homosexual by a doctor. In the medical profession, is there a procedure that people are having?
It's an operation.
what is the treatment for that?
It's a very complicated treatment.
Yeah,
it's very complicated.
I would think so.
Yes.
The Vander Holyfield.
I think this is also, you know, if you're handicapped, you can't get that fixed either, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's probably, Evander Holyfield. Now, this is a man who has been punched in the head.
He's been
numerous times and had his ear bitten off also.
Mm-hmm. But he made up with Mike Tyson in a commercial.
Okay, well, if they're friends now, mm-hmm. He may need to do some more damage control once he gets out of the Big Brother house.
Yes.
Okay, so Evander Holyfield said what he had to say in the Big Brother house. So now, who do you think needs to weigh in on this, Nicole?
The biggest Big Brother racist of them all.
All right, so after this, former Big Brother America U.S. standout Aaron Grease was contacted by TMZ to she was quoted to TMZ by saying, "I know I said mean things, but at least I'm not ignorant enough to think that homosexuality is treatable. Seeing homosexuality as a sickness is outdated." There you go.
Yes.
Aaron Grease.
Flipping beds and calling people the N-word, not outdated.
Yeah. Now, for the record, I don't believe she called. Again, my memory is fuzzy on this. I don't believe she called anybody.
I don't think she did
either. The N-word.
Yeah.
She said offensive things. I don't believe that was one of the offensive things that she said. I'm sure we could play a nice game of I'll read the offensive comment. You tell me which Big Brother.
If it was real or not.
Not if it was. They were all real. Which Big Brother 15 castmate said it? That could be a game. Now, Aaron, who, again, I felt like the show was a little, I feel like they blindsided her with what they had to say. But you know what, Aaron? I've said in the past that, you know, not that I've defended what you had to say, but I defended your right to know what we're talking about before you get interviewed on live TV.
Right.
Shut the hell up. Nobody nobody wants to hear from you. The
right.
Next time somebody else says something stupid, you know what? You shut up too. Because
yes.
you don't have any right to tell anybody that they said anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You should sit home. When Evander Holyfield says something stupid, you should sit at your house and say, "Boy, I'm glad nobody's talking
say,
about
whoo,
me.
Thank God.
Thank God somebody else said something
Keeping
stupid.
Keeping the light off me.
Yes. Thank God somebody else was dumber than me today.
Yeah.
And shut up. Don't call TMZ.
You hang up the phone.
Did TMZ call her or she called TMZ?
But TMZ probably called her.
Yeah, shut up.
But then you know
it's
what?
Time to get more
McDonald's.
Of
forcing
no,
it down
you
my
shut
throat.
Up too.
McDonald's
shut up too. I can't figure
all
out what window has it. It's not Twitter.
More.
It's not Facebook. Shut up.
Tangy,
don't go to McDonald's. Don't go.
Boycott.
We're boycotting McDonald's, everybody.
On the new bacon cheddar.
Why is this? Where is this coming from? Oh, it's probably. You know what
There's
it was? Oh, it was the stupid website that had the Apprentice cast list. Again, another reason that we're saying no.
Thank you, Legitimate.
No, this was a different website. That was a different website. Another sign that maybe this might not be a legitimate cast list.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
sorry to say.
But Aaron Grease, please shut the F up.
Yeah, you shut up, Aaron.
Yeah.
Again,
and they made fun of her TMZ after like
yes.
at the end of the article.
Well, Aaron, of course, she says, "I know I said mean things, but at least I'm not ignorant enough to think that homosexuality is treatable. Seeing homosexuality as a sickness is outdated." You know, she's throwing around things like queer in the Big Brother house. So let's shut up, Aaron.
Yeah,
yeah. Nobody needs to hear from you about you know. Don't get on a high horse now.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Okay. Another Big Brother 15 drama that happened in the last few days. So a lot of people were convinced that McCranda, do you know them?
I've heard of them
Amanda,
before.
Amanda and McCray. A lot of people were thinking that Amanda and McCray got engaged in the
now,
last couple days.
Why would we think that? Why?
So I guess Amanda either tweeted or put on a Tumblr or Instagram or something a picture of a close-up of a diamond ring.
Yes.
And the caption was something like
a very large.
Yes.
Diamond
so
ring.
She put a caption of her, a picture of her ring up, and with the caption "I said yes," all caps and 3 exclamation points. Okay.
So what would one think?
So there's some McCranda's putting out "I said yes," and then Amanda felt like a little bit on a high horse. Had this to say. Then the following message was, "Whoa. Who said anything about being engaged? I said yes. I will put on your fake engagement ring. Takeaway, things aren't always as they seem on these social media sites. Don't believe everything. That ring is so not my type. Now, again, if you come out and say, I said yes, don't then come out and say, hey, you don't believe everything you read on social media.
Was she teaching us a lesson?
Yes. Hey, next time I tell you something, don't believe it, okay? Because I might just be lying to you.
Yeah.
All right. So again,
thank you, Amanda, for teaching us a lesson.
A lot of people said, okay, Macranda is getting engaged.
So is this because TMZ was talking to Aaron that
know.
She had to do this?
I don't believe TMZ picked up the story about the fake engagement.
Yeah,
ring.
I'm surprised Macranda are still together.
Why? You don't think they were going to last?
Well, they're long distance.
Yeah.
Or do they live in the same state now?
I like Macranda, but don't put something fake out there and then say, you can't believe
and
everything.
And then slap my hand about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little disingenuous.
Yeah.
People are following you. They want to hear real things.
And I bet people were genuinely happy for her, sending congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You know. Not like when I was hanging out with Jay-Z on New Year's Eve.
Hova.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So yes, people want real thing. Don't put fake things on Instagram.
On purpose.
Yes. Yes. All right. And then okay. So one more story with that also involves Amanda from Big Brother. So
we love Amanda stories.
All right. So there was somebody posted this video on my wall today, and the video is basically it's Amanda and Gina Marie in a car. Okay, and they're pulled over by the police.
Is it like the web series with Seinfeld in a car?
Yes, 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 yes.
Very similar.
Very, very similar to comedians driving cars, drinking coffee.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm gonna leave a fill in the blank for what we're gonna call this: driving cars and doing what. All right, so let me just bring up this video for you. Okay, so it's robiswebsite.com/ticketprank if you want to see this. Okay. So here's Gina Marie and Amanda. They're in the car.
That's my boyfriend. He works in Long Island City.
So apparently she like gave like some sort of like card to this cop.
Yeah. He's actually going for his, he's legally deaf. So he's like trying to get into the police academy because he's like, he has a problem with his ears.
At least I'm stopping you at 18, yes, 65 and a 40.
Was I? I apologize, sir.
All right. So,
this is very polite.
Okay. Very polite. Okay.
I don't know, man. Gotta tell him. What's up? I was really speeding.
I don't know.
All right. So, but then, okay. So then, cut to the end. I'll skip the. I'll skip
he
the,
lived
the
life
3 minutes
in the fast lane.
In the middle. Oh, okay. And then we get to.
You're such a dick. Come on.
Shut up. Is that why you pulled us over?
I fucking hate you.
So the cop is basically saying that it was a prank.
She just got pulled over because she was on Big Brother. No, I'm so happy I had that whole thing.
Holy shit.
How's it going?
Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
I just got pumped.
All right. So that's the gist of it. That's the short version of the video.
My ears hurt.
So, all right. So, are you buying this? Are you buying this at all? So, okay, so
she just happens to have the camera recording this.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Are you buying this? Okay. Based on, okay, now there's a reason for everything.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you the quote from Amanda one more time. Takeaway, things aren't always as they seem on these social media sites. Don't believe everything.
So is she saying that this isn't real?
No, that was what she said about the engagement ring.
Right. So
okay. Here's a new video, okay, that Amanda is... Now, is Amanda just the modern-day Ashton Kutcher? Is she punking everybody?
Obviously.
Is that what she's doing? Is she like Jamie Kennedy? Are we getting X'd? Okay. So, Nicole, is this real or not? Did Gina Marie get pulled over in the car? And you can watch this video. Go to robiswebsite.com/ticketprank, okay? And if, okay, are you buying it? Yes or no, that's real?
No, I'm not buying this.
Now, allegedly, if you're buying this, okay, the cop pulled over Gina Marie for speeding.
Right.
And then claimed, I'm messing with you. I just pulled you over because you were on Big Brother. Now, the
how
cop,
would he know that?
The Gina Marie's driving the car. The cop can spot that that's Gina Marie and Amanda in the car at allegedly 40 miles an hour.
The BB radar detector? Isn't every cop car equipped with that?
Yes. Also, it seems like, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about Chris Christie later, but are we not really bad
for the NYPD?
Yeah, I feel like we're in real Chris Christie territory now that we're pulling over cars full of Big Brother people and pranking them,
but not for this reason.
And thank goodness Amanda had the presence of mind to be recording this.
Thank goodness.
Otherwise, we would never see this prank.
Yes.
I don't know. You guys put this is with the Celebrity Apprentice cast. are you buying this or not? The Big Brother ticket prank.
Tell me what you think. legitimate.com?
No, it was not. It's on Amanda's YouTube channel. So you tell me what you think. But again,
well, if Legitimate didn't tweet it, I don't believe it.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see. You guys tell me what you think. What you think about that? Okay.
Would you like to be pranked like that?
No, I would not. Okay.
You would be so mad.
Yeah, things aren't always as they seem on these social media sites. Because now, see, that's the thing. Now Amanda lied about the engagement ring, and now we have to question everything that she's in.
Thanks, okay? Amanda.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Amanda. All right. So let's go to Friggin' Four. You ready for this? Okay.
Friggin' Four.
All right, here we go. Friggin' Four, and let me bring up the original Friggin' Four sound, and then you tell me what you want to go with. Okay, so Friggin' Four, here's the original Friggin' Four.
Friggin' Four.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I remember you liked that.
That was like, sounds like Ace of Base.
Okay, and then here's Friggin' Four alternate version A.
Friggin' Four.
Friggin' Four. Friggin' Four is crazy.
That was crazy. Okay. And then Friggin' Four alternate version B.
Friggin' Four.
Like ER. All right.
Well, I like the first one just because it sounds crazy. So the Friggin' Four would have to be like the craziest of them all.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go with the first
one. This is what you like.
It's the crazy one.
Friggin' Four.
Okay, there you go. All right, here we go. That's your Friggin' Four. And I've got, a handful of stupid news stories. Okay.
Appropriate.
Very appropriate. Okay. I got three stupid stories here. Okay. We're going to start here with The Bachelor.
Ooh.
Okay. And now,
Nicole,
it is Wanuary.
Mm-hmm.
You did catch the premiere of The Bachelor this week?
I did.
Yes. And you were on board?
I loved it.
Okay. So Nicole is on board with Juan Pablo, of course, our Bachelor blogger. Terry Taronis, he covered it on robhasawebsite.com if you want to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
We also did a Bachelor preview podcast the other day, not a contest. Juan Pablo is holding his own contest. So controversy struck on The Bachelor this week when one of the women kicked off The Bachelor, Kylie Lewis. She was the same woman who thought Juan Pablo said her name.
Wah, wah.
And he actually did not.
She did not get a rose.
She did not get a rose. So what happened? You watched that. He said somebody else's name? That's right.
He said Cat.
Cat. And she came up to get her rose?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, Cat. Cat.
Yes. Okay, so now this woman, she did some weird things during the show. What did she do? She tweeted also during the show?
She tweeted that she just met Juan Pablo.
She tweeted that she just met Juan Pablo. I looked up Kylie Lewis here on Twitter. Just real quick, did you already look?
I did not.
How many Twitter followers does Kylie Lewis have from The Bachelor? Okay, tweeted on national TV.
I can't imagine she has very many. Like, who is she?
She's a famous person. We're talking about her on her friggin' Friggin' Four. She's on The Bachelor. She tweeted that she was going to OMG. I met Juan Pablo.
So I would say that because she was on The Bachelor, she has to have at least, I don't know, 5,000.
Okay.
At least.
Okay. Well, give me a number. Right. Give me a. This is Price is Right. How many? We want to know how many Twitter followers.
I'm going to say 5,500.
5,500 even?
Yeah, I'm lowballing.
Okay. 55. Nicole says 5,500 even. The actual retail price. 1,396.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Wow.
You went way over.
Yes.
Yes.
I have triple of that.
Yes. So now here's where the story gets crazy. So Kylie Lewis then claims...
She's only 23.
Yeah. That there was controversy.
Mm-hmm.
She claims that the producers made her dye her hair before she went on The Bachelor, even though she didn't want to, that they said they made her hair go from strawberry blonde to fire engine red.
Yes. And it was an upgrade.
It was an upgrade.
It was an upgrade.
Also, she claims the producers told her to wear a pink dress instead of a purple dress.
Yeah, pink, purple, whatever.
And that the producers made her tweet about meeting Juan Pablo, but she instead wanted to show off a picture that she drew of Juan Pablo and his daughter.
Creepy.
Okay. And then she's also mad that they made it worse by airing the embarrassing moment when she thought she was going to get a rose and then she didn't.
Why would she think they wouldn't air that? That was great.
Yeah. Okay. And she says that, and the reason why that happened was, she told Us Weekly, you're standing there at 6 a.m. and after filming for 10 plus hours with no sleep, then you're really delirious.
Sounds like a whiner.
Okay. Are you buying that? Okay, that the producers of The Bachelor threw her under the bus and they were trying to make her look bad by making her dye her hair.
I think she looked better, so no.
Yeah. What about wearing a pink dress instead of purple?
I think the pink dress looked good with her complexion and her hair color.
Yes. And what about tweeting versus drawing a picture? What was that good advice?
It saved you from looking creepy. And if you didn't mention it, you wouldn't be weird.
Okay. There you go. All right, so there's one stupid story down. Two more to go. Okay, here we go. This is kind of a sad story, Nicole.
We don't have sad stories here.
Well, it's a little sad. So this is a story that comes from Oklahoma, where the police have arrested a 33-year-old man named Brad Davis on Tuesday night.
Okay, sounds like a mean man.
Okay. So there was a report... that Brad Davis gave David Lee St. Clair, I believe he was his stepfather. The two of them got into a fight, okay, on the night of December 21st, and then Brad Davis gave Denver Lee St. Clair a fatal atomic wedgie.
What a way to go. What a way to go.
He died from an atomic wedgie. Now, which is the atomic wedgie? That's the underwear over your head?
What, did it slice his butthole open?
No.
It would slice him in half from the ass?
So he got an atomic wedgie that the waistband of the underwear was around his neck. So I think that...
strangled him?
The Oklahoma State Medical Examiner says the cause of death has been determined to be the blunt force trauma to the head, and asphyxiation has been ruled to be a homicide. So I'm not sure if he got the waistband over his head and then
he
strangled
fell?
Him with the underwear.
But where's the blunt trauma come from?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it was...
Well, that's a significant part of the story.
Yes, but that's a bit. The atomic wedgie is, yeah...
It's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous. People should not be giving atomic wedgies.
Yeah, just regular wedgies.
What's wrong with a regular wedgie?
It's a regular up the butt crack.
Yeah. That's kind of a Bush League move, too. Like, you get into a fist fight with somebody and you're giving wedgies.
Yeah, that's like... a cheap shot.
Cheap shot. Yeah. This guy needs... how long should this guy
go? I think I saw Vitas do that to Aris.
He would. This guy should go to jail for life.
Give him the chair.
Give him the chair. Should he get a wedgie?
He should get the ultimate atomic wedgie.
All right. And here's one more... this is a sad story also.
This is too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Okay. So an Australian couple got into a very big fight over... space aliens this past weekend. Okay?
It is a touchy subject.
Yes. I'm sorry. This was not an Australian couple. This is a New Mexico. This was in New Mexico, again.
I think I've seen this on the Kardashians.
Now, this is the hotbed of Area 51. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you can get into some really heated arguments over aliens here. So there's a woman, and she gets into a fight with her husband over the aliens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this fight got so heated.
She gave him a wedgie?
No. She pulled out a gun from her lady parts.
From her vag?
Yes. Yes. Allegedly, it had been placed there while she was performing a sexual act, is what the police were told. Okay?
Not weird.
Yes. Yes, and to make matters more strange, the arrested woman is the most recent ex-wife of Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Cormac McCarthy, author of The Road and No Country for Old Men.
Oh.
Okay? So what do you think of that?
I think it's this... Her gun holster was...
Yes. Said the boyfriend of the woman... he said that it was too gynecological to be sexy.
I could see that. Okay. I could see that.
Yes.
So was she for the aliens? Was she against the aliens?
Okay, so I guess they had gotten into this argument. She was wearing lingerie and had the silver handgun someplace where it shouldn't be.
Vagina.
Okay. And so I guess he had asked her, who's crazy, you or me? And then after they removed it, then she pointed the gun at his head. And I'm not sure exactly where the aliens come into play.
I don't understand.
Yeah. But I guess it was, you know.
The aliens with the gun?
Was it a phaser? I mean, if it was a phaser, then it would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, there's probably more details to come of this story, but
we're focusing on one part of the story.
Right. How mad would you have to be with me about aliens to pull a gun on me?
Are you an alien?
Yeah. Okay. If you found out I was an alien, would you pull a gun on me?
I would be scared.
Okay.
Aliens scare me.
Yeah, that could be a little scary.
I'd be scared, but I could tell you where I would not pull a gun out of.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. That's good to know. Guns don't belong there. Can we do a public service announcement on that?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So that now you know. All right. And
the
last one
is not a holster.
Not for guns. You don't. It's a nice place. Don't put a gun in there.
It's a happy place. It's
happy there. Don't put a gun in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put a gun in your butt.
Or your ear.
Or your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Or any. Don't put a gun in your anything.
Yeah, or your butt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just said that.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah. Well, Rob and Nicole are on the same page. That yes. Rob and Nicole don't agree on everything, but we do agree on one thing.
Where to put a gun.
Yeah, not your butt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, friggin' five, Nicole. You ready? Okay, here's the original.
Are you guys ready? This is the last friggin' on the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You better be ready.
All right, here we go. Here's the original.
Friggin' five.
That your sounds like alien.
Too alien. All right, we don't want anybody pulling a gun out of any place. Okay? Here's alternative A.
Friggin' still five. Alien-ish.
Your questions and comments.
Whoa, take off.
And alternative B.
Friggin' five. Your questions and comments.
What do you think, Nicole?
I like A.
A. Okay, this is the one you like?
Friggin' five. Your questions and comments.
Okay. So there you go. All right. So let's go through some questions, okay? We got a lot of questions that came into us on our Facebook page. This is going to be a little more rapid fire than when we did on the 25 Questions podcast.
Okay.
Let's start with Emily Rose Forster, who wants to know, who was the better wrecking ball in 2013? Was it the one-man wrecking ball of Tyson Apostle or Miley Cyrus on the wrecking ball?
It depends who you ask.
Got to be Miley, right?
Yeah. No, it's Tyson.
Tyson had a good couple of months. Miley had a better year. They both Miley and Tyson, similarly.
But I bet Tyson would look better on the wrecking ball.
That's possible. Both Miley and Tyson did a lot of rebranding of themselves in 2013. Mm-hmm. They both changed the perception of what they were in the past to become something different in 2013. They both had a good year. Who had the better 2013, Miley or Tyson?
I think Tyson.
I think it was Miley.
I think it was Tyson.
But it was close.
Yeah.
It was close. This is from Frank Clark, who wants to know, thoughts on Chris Christie pulling a Tony Soprano and creating a four-day traffic jam for you-know-what and giggles. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Nicole, what did you make of this? Have you been following this story with Chris Christie?
I've kind of been following it. I don't understand how he got caught.
I don't really know exactly either. I think there was a leak on this. So Chris Christie,
They have emails and stuff.
Yeah,
like...
he's the governor of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. He was running for re-election, and of course there was a mayor in one of the cities that was not Fort Lee, I believe.
Fort Lee.
That was not supporting him, had endorsed the Democratic candidate for governor.
So they gave him a big FU.
They gave him a four-day like traffic jam where they shut down a bunch of lanes.
Yeah.
So what do you make of this? Is Chris Christie, did he know about this, Nicole?
Totally.
Yeah. Seems like a real New Jersey thing to do.
A total New Jersey thing.
Pretty New Jersey mm-hmm. thing to do. Okay.
I was not in the traffic jam, so I kind of think it's a little funny.
You think it's funny? You think it's funny? Okay. How about this? This is from Eric M. Benjamin, who wants to know, I don't know if you remember, but on season 3 of Celebrity Apprentice, there was a task where the contestants had to do makeovers for a country artist and then put on a show. Then there was a woman and a man, and it was very obvious that whatever team had the woman was going to win. And it turns out that man was Luke Bryan, who has now gone on to sell literally millions of albums and is topping the country charts. What do you make of his success? Do you remember this? Yes, I do remember this. And Brett Michaels was working with him.
Uh-huh.
And I remember like Brett Michaels
and wasn't
was
wasn't he like yawning?
Yeah. Luke Bryan yawned. And Brett Michaels was like, you never yawn. Never tell him how tired you are. You guys are like the next party, whatever it is. You got to be fun. You got to be interesting.
And then in the next breath, Brett Michaels yawns.
No. I think then Luke Bryan like told her, it's kind of tired. Like, yeah. And Brett Michaels was like, oh my god, what is this guy doing? Like,
he'll never make it.
He'll never make it in this business.
Yeah,
very, very funny. Okay, Jessica Lease wants to know if the Friggin' Five allows a totally inane off-topic question. I have long wanted to know about Nicole's makeup routine. She always looks so amazing and put together,
even since
Dominic. Are there any products she swears by, and how long does it take her to get ready for a night out? What night out?
Where have I gone?
Yes.
Well, when I do go out, it only takes me about an hour-ish to get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. My makeup products, I use Bobbi Brown.
Oh, the guy from Poison?
Yes, the guy from Poison.
Yeah. Belle Biv DeVoe? What was he in?
I think it was Belle Biv DeVoe.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, the crazy guy that's married to Whitney Houston?
My friend, yeah.
Yeah.
My friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I use Bobbi Brown, drink a lot of water, put some cucumbers on your eyes.
That's it?
Yeah, facials.
Okay.
I get facials every 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and always wear foundation.
Sure. Sounds good. Kevin Don.
You're like downplaying the question.
Well, I thought it would be a more exciting answer.
I put guacamole on my face every morning and tomatoes up my nose. Is that better for you?
Sure.
Yes.
Kevin Donnelly wants to know, what's the deal with Brandon Hans? Is he single or is he in love? It seems to fluctuate every few weeks. Congrats on the podcast awards, by the way. This is a good question, Kevin. Nicole, what is up with Brandon Hans? Do we know what's the latest?
He's got a dose of the cuckoo.
Yeah. I think what we need on this podcast, I thought about this. I feel like we need a Brandon Hans correspondent.
Yeah.
I need somebody who is watching Brandon Hans on social media and then can come on and report to us. So if you would like to apply to be the Brandon Hans correspondent for Rob as a podcast and just keep up to date. That means also covering the other Hanses, cover Sean Hans, basically.
Sean Hans is quiet.
Yeah, but he might say something about Brandon. I'm sure he could be good to be reached for comment if Brandon, what's going on with Brandon. Basically, I want somebody on the Brandon Hans beat on the mm-hmm. podcast.
Oh, we definitely need that.
And then we can
that.
Bring you on during the season if something big is happening, if we have some breaking Brandon Hans news.
I want to know what's going on with Candace Hans.
Candace Hans. Who's? Yes. I don't even know who.
That's his ex-wife.
That's Brandon Hance's ex-wife.
Yeah,
I feel like I don't want to talk about that. I feel like that's going to be again. We don't want to. But I just want somebody who's reporting.
I think she should be the one reporting.
No. Like, again, we don't want to do anything that's going to get me murdered by Brandon Hance. But I feel like having just somebody on the Brandon Hance beat, I feel like, would be a big asset for the podcast.
Yes. Well, safety first. All right. So
if you want to cover the Brandon Hance beat for Rob as a podcast, again, send me an email at rob@robhasawebsite.com. Yeah. Okay. I hope we get some good applicants.
I'm sure we will. People will be very eager to take the job.
Okay. Michael Norris wants to know, Nicole, you seem to have some interesting stories about you and celebrities. So far, we know you stepped on 50 Cent's toes. Is that true?
I don't want to talk about it.
Grabbed Wyclef's butt.
That was fun.
Tried to run
over. Stopped the concert, too. I stopped the concert.
Yep, you certainly did. Tried to run over Weird Al with your car.
I didn't try. He ran in front of me.
Are there any other encounters that were as funny as those?
I think those are the top three. I did. Adrian Brody did jump in front of my car once as I was driving to work.
He jumped in front of your car?
He was coming out of... I was stopped at a light. It was like a few cars in front of me, and he was at a restaurant, and he was running out of the restaurant, and he literally jumped in front of my car.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I really haven't had too many recently.
Nobody recent?
No. Amy Smart was in my Paloxin class not too long ago.
Who is that? Who's Amy? Amy Smart was on The Office?
No. I don't think she was. She was in The Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. I was the Amy Smart, Amy Adams, and the Amy that was Steve Carell's girlfriend on The Office confused.
Yeah, they're all the same.
They're all the same. Anybody else? Anybody in any of your workout classes?
I just said Amy Smart was
okay. Besides Amy, yeah. Okay, please tell us about Amy Smart again.
That's really it.
Yeah. Michelle Patochek wants to know, have you heard anything about this show, Opposites Attract, possible coverage? Now, I think that what Michelle's talking about is the show called Opposite Worlds, which is going to be on Sci-Fi later this month. And I think what we're going to do is we're definitely going to do a podcast about the premiere episode. Nicole, what this is about is that it's like a Big Brother house where half the house is in the future and the other half is in the past.
What?
Yes. One house is... Part of the house, it is the future, and the other part of the house, it is the Stone Age.
Okay.
So we are potentially going to cover at least one episode of that.
What is this on?
Sci-Fi.
Interesting. I bet my mom will be watching it.
Would your mom watch a reality show on Sci-Fi?
All she watches is Sci-Fi.
Yeah. Okay. Is that going to be you when you get older?
Definitely not.
Okay.
I will always watch the E Channel.
Scott McCulloch wants to know, as new parents, what is the one thing all new parents should own? What is it,
That's
Nicole?
A good question.
All right. What is the one thing?
A lot of liquor.
No, but seriously.
No, I don't know.
You don't have one thing? You're the expert.
I don't know one thing that I need. I don't know. What would you say?
I would say a crib.
I think that's not what he means.
I don't know. What's something that's very valuable you feel like with having a baby?
I don't know. The baby.
The baby. Okay. Sure. So the one thing is have sex. Is that how...
And not pull a gun out of there.
Yes. All right, and then one last question from Kurt with a K. What have been your favorite and least favorite parts, segments of the podcast through the years? Is it the main Survivor show, the webcast on Vocal / Spreecast, Know It All's Friggin' Five, Movie Casts, Love Casts, or maybe just some of the awesome randoms like the Bikini Barbershop webcast and the Rebecca Black Friday podcast?
Those were good ones.
Nicole, do you have a favorite podcast?
I do love doing the Love Casts.
Yes.
Love casts are always fun.
Somebody asked if we were ever going to do another love cast.
And what'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, are we ever going to do another one?
Do you want to do one?
Sure, why not? If the people want it, they get what they want.
The people get what they want?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how the world works.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll think about it. We'll think about potentially doing one of those. I don't know when Survivor is going to premiere.
Yeah.
I don't know when the first episode is going to be. I'm operating under the assumption, and I could be wrong, that CBS is going to wait until after the Olympics is over to start Survivor.
Probably.
That's what you think?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Now, that's going to be like the last week in February, which is about 2 weeks later than Survivor typically starts.
Okay.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Well, CBS hasn't done an official announcement yet. of when it's going to be.
Does CBS always do the Olympics, or does that switch? I think NBC had it last time.
NBC always has the Olympics.
So why does this affect?
They don't want to go up against the Olympics.
Okay. Well, yeah, that would make sense.
So I think that we'll see what ends up happening. But that's going to affect a lot of things, including the Miss Survivor schedule and everything like that. And what I think we're going to do is the way it's going to work out is I think that it's going to be a later Survivor start to the season. We're going to push Miss Survivor back. Originally, I was going to start it this upcoming week. I think we're going to start the open the voting 1 week after that. So basically a week from this weekend, start the Miss Survivor voting. And, you know, we'll let you know everything else that's going to happen in between now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it is January. A lot of people are going back to college. Don't forget about, you can get all of your textbooks on Amazon.com. Go to robisthewebsite.com/Amazon for that. And then we had such an overwhelming response over the last couple of days when I announced that we were opening up the podcast to some crowdfunding. We had so many people were super generous sponsoring episodes of Rob as a Podcast with our partner Patreon. You can go to robhaswebsite.com/Patreon, Patreon, and find out more about what we're doing with that. And how we are asking for, if you're so inclined, if you want to help sponsor Rob as a Podcast for a quarter an episode. And people were really, really fantastic about that and really, really sweet about, you know, how much they appreciate the podcast. So what I decided to do, in addition to the incentives that I list on the website, is I'm starting a group on Facebook, which is just for the patrons who are supporting the podcast, because I feel like, especially after going to the conference over the weekend, Nicole,
mm-hmm.
What I found was that, you know, I think it's really important to be in constant communication with your most supportive community members.
Right.
And so that's what I'm doing. If you want to become one of the patrons of Rob as a Podcast, I have created a new Facebook group, which is by invitation. And so once you sign up, or if you have signed up and you haven't heard anything from me, just send me a message and I will, if you're interested. Not every people, some people are like, hey, you know, that, you know, I appreciate the podcast. I don't need
anonymous.
I don't need updates on Facebook. You know, that's fine too. Also, if you have contributed to the podcast via PayPal also over the years, or doing like a monthly contribution on PayPal, this is open to you guys too. So just because you were using the old system, doesn't mean that you would not be welcome. So if you want to get in the Facebook group with the other, with some of the other Rob as a Podcast supporters, just send me an email. Let me know. Okay.
You have some of the best listeners out there.
Well, I don't know. We definitely, if you listen to this podcast, you know, we do not have the best produced podcast, but we do have the best community out of any
podcast.
Don't
sell yourself short. There's countless hours of work that Rob puts into this, so don't listen to him.
I'm an okay podcast producer. We have the best community. Really, really do. And I'm just so glad to have found, you know, all of you guys out there who love, or at least allow me to talk about the nonsense that I love to talk about. And you know, we get to have so much fun talking about all these crazy shows, and you guys listen to an hour and 40 minutes of a podcast literally about nothing.
Yes.
Nicole, give me a hashtag.
Hashtag nothing.
Hashtag nothing. No, we need.
I don't know why you bother asking
me.
Well,
nothing isn't. All right, fine. Hashtag nothing.
I know. I don't want that one anymore.
What do you want?
I want you to pick.
Yeah, okay. You want me to pick something and then you're going to say that it's bad?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Let me see. Hashtag Miley.
No.
Let's see. Hashtag Atomic Wedgie.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Yeah, that's a sad story, I told you.
You know what? He probably deserved it, though. People who get wedgies deserve it.
No. So we'll see. So again, I want to hear from you guys. Let me know what you thought about the return of the Friggin' Five, whether it should be another year and a half before we do another one of these, or if we should do it on a more regular basis. And then I'm probably not going to have another podcast up this week, but I will definitely get something up for you guys going into next week as we sort of try to figure out what's going on with the Survivor schedule and everything that's coming up with Miss Survivor and Mrs. Mr. Survivor and Miss Survivor.
Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah, Mr. and Miss Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, Nicole. What, do you have anything big lined up?
Not really. Nothing too exciting.
All right. If you want to follow Nicole,
my life is about vomit and baby poop lately.
Sounds about right. If you want to follow Nicole on Twitter, she's at Nicole Loves Shoes. I'm at Rob Sesternino. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Rob's funny. Nicole's beautiful. They both have awesome demeanors. And who else can you trust for reality show updates and news on wieners? It's the Friggin' Five. Rob's funny, Nicole's beautiful, they both have awesome demeanors, and who else can you trust for reality show updates and news on wieners? It's the Friggin' Five, it's the Friggin' Five. Rob's funny, Nicole's beautiful, they both have awesome demeanors, and who else can you trust for reality show updates and news on wieners? It's the Friggin' Five. Rob's funny, Nicole's beautiful, they both have awesome demeanors, and who else can you trust for reality show updates and news on wieners? It's the Friggin' Five.